There is still so much not known about the deaths of four American soldiers killed in Niger. We do know that the four men were ambushed during what was thought to be a routine reconnaissance mission, but there have been many questions about the exact nature of the mission, why it took an hour for the troops to receive help, and what may have prompted the attack. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joseph Dunford, acknowledged all of these questions yesterday.
We want to make sure we have the whole story in context. We can provide the facts to the family. That's my primary target audience right now. They have legitimate questions. They lost their loved ones, and they have legitimate questions about what happened.
Okay, tomorrow the Senate Armed Services Committee is hoping to get some answers. They're going to hold a classified briefing with top military officials. And Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut sits on that committee and joins us this morning. Senator, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, David. Great to be with you.
So what's the biggest question you want answered tomorrow?
There are a series of questions that need to be answered. The administration has failed to be as fully and promptly forthcoming as it should be. And one of the questions is why it has taken so long, more than 3 weeks after the October 3rd ambush that killed these brave Americans. But the principal question is, what was the mission? What mistakes were made, and who made them, and why? And clearly, in determining the mission, what went awry, we'll learn more about the overall purpose and effect of the United States engagement in Africa. And it is a highly significant engagement with 6,000 troops and some 800 of them in Niger alone.
A lot to work through with you here. I want to be clear. One thing you're saying is that it's been 3 weeks, and if four Americans were killed, you would have hoped that the administration would have come to the Armed Services Committee much sooner and started answering questions about those deaths. Is that what you're saying?
They have an obligation, certainly the families, as General Dunford articulated so well, but clearly they have an obligation to the Armed Services Committee and to the American people, and that's one reason why there needs to be consideration of an authorization for the use of military force, a revised and renewed one, which both Chairman McCain and, to some lesser extent, Chairman Corker, respectively of Armed Services and Foreign Relations, have said there need to be considered. But one of the very chilling facts about the record so far is that clearly, the Congress was told back in June there was significant numbers of troops in Africa, and also there was a very chilling warning from the AFRICOM commander, General Waldhauser, in his testimony about the Armed Services Committee, about the failure to meet key resources, critical requirements and capabilities that were necessary for this kind of mission.
Oh, so you knew back in June that there were a tense situation in Africa, and a country like Niger could be very risky for U.S. troops.
And Congress has a obligation, not just an opportunity now, to drill down and know what the mission is there, why we have these very significant number of troops there, and why, in the words of General Waldhauser, only approximately 20 to 30% of Africa Command's ISR requirements are met. Those ISR requirements are intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, exactly the kinds of situational awareness that are necessary for this kind of situation in Niger that these men faced.
Well, this raises a larger question that you sort of brought up. I mean, one question is what the administration has told you since this happened. The other question is what role Congress plays ahead of missions like this. And I mean, we've had this authorization for the use of military force that dates back to after the September 11th attacks, three presidents, Presidents Bush, Obama, Trump, using that in the fight against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban-affiliated groups. Is it time for Congress to consider updating that and debating the use of force?
Clearly, yes. Congress must consider revising and updating the authorization for use of military force. Many of us, including myself, have advocated that kind of revised authorization for military force because Our troops are deployed around the world in the fight against terrorist violence, and the very large presence in Africa, in 53 countries, more than 6,000 troops, bespeaks to the need to know exactly what the mission is and how to hold accountable the military in these kinds of situations. And to go back to what General Waldhauser told us, and it was only in March that he said it, only 20 to 30% of his command's intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance requirements were met. And as he said, this kind of constraint limits situational understanding, support to operations, and it fails to offer the kind of threat indications and warnings that are necessary for our troops to avoid the kind of ambush that occur there. And one of the questions, obviously, is why it took so long to call in backup and what more could have been done to avoid this situation.
And just briefly, Senator, I mean, tomorrow's briefing is classified. So will the public, will the families of the fallen expect to learn anything?
They will, and they should. They deserve to know the key details, and General Dunford obviously is committed to it, and he did that briefing with consummate professional expertise, but at the same time provided very little detail to either the families or the public, and the public should know as well. There should be hearings eventually, and there should be release of an investigative report consistent with the needs of security.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, thanks so much.